Mental Health Insights. My name is Craig, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about making sure that you have the mental bandwidth to be able to accomplish certain tasks. So I feel that this is something that's really important whenever people, they tackle really tough things, whether or not that's in their relationship or they tackle tough things around their kids or anything like that. I feel like that I end up talking with my clients a lot about this, so I think it's something that would be helpful to talk about on this podcast. Now, whenever I talk about mental bandwidth, you can call it willpower, you can call it energy, you call it, you know, whatever you may want to, but the way that I define it or the way that I think about it is mental bandwidth is your ability to look at things that are intense or hard and be able to withstand or be able to continue to pursue a resolution. So a easy example that I think that most people that are parents might be able to understand is if you are trying to help your child sleep in their bed throughout the night. Getting their child to sleep is something that most every parent struggles with at some point or another. And there's books and all kinds of topics and all kinds of methods and everything that people have developed over the ages. But it's something that is a huge industry. It's a huge push to, you know, figure out the most effective way to help kids sleep in their bed throughout the night and how early you can do that and all these types of sorts of things. And one of the most important parts of this is having strong mental bandwidth, right? So being able to set a goal, all right, I'm going to have my child sleep in their bed throughout the night, and it's going to be hard because maybe they're used to sleeping in the same room as you, or they're used to getting up in the middle of the night and coming and sleeping in bed with you, or whatever it may be. You have to have the mental bandwidth to be able to hold that line, to make sure that if your kid gets up in the middle of the night, you wake up too and you get them, put them back in bed, or that you're able to help rock them to sleep, or you're able to stay in their room, or you're able to reinforce that, hey, you have to stay in here tonight. Whenever you're able to hold that line and you have the mental bandwidth to be able to do that, and you're able to do it consistently, then that is whenever you're going to achieve the best type of results. Or another example might be if you're trying to institute some type of behavior change. It's like, let me give you an example. My wife and I, we are, whenever this podcast is being recorded, we are getting ready to take my son's binky away within the next couple of weeks to a month or anything like that. And already we are trying to prepare ourselves for this toll that it's going to take on us to fight our son to take away his binky. And we've already prepped ourselves over time. So we prepared ourselves and we do it in stages because we know that that's going to be the easiest way for us personally to have the mental bandwidth to be able to do this. So right now, our son only gets his binky whenever he's going to sleep at night. And it didn't start out that way. It started out that, hey, you only get it whenever you're teething, or you only get it whenever you're really drooling and we know that your teeth hurt, and you only get it at night. So, or you only get it when the sun's down or whenever you're getting ready to take a nap. And it slowly, it has become what it is now, is he only gets his binky whenever he's going to go to sleep. And whenever he wakes up, he gets it taken away fairly shortly after. Now, what that means is whenever we finally do this last push to take away the binky altogether, to where he'll no longer get the binky at all, then that means that we'll have an easier time because we'll have the mental bandwidth to be able to do that. And what we'll do is we'll choose the time and place to make that, so to speak, that final stand where that there is no more binkies. This is the line in the sand. This is no more of this type of behavior. And we have to actually prepare ourselves for this because so often we as people, we just go into situations where we try to institute some type of behavior change, whether or not that's when in kids or in ourselves. We don't actually have the mental bandwidth to be able to do it. We don't actually have the fortitude in those moments to be able to do this. Like, let's say that I'm going to start a new exercise routine. And I want to try to exercise more so that I feel stronger and maybe I feel better about myself. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to start this on Monday. And by the time that I start to get closer to Monday, and by the time that Monday gets around, I'm just not really sleeping well. And not only am I not sleeping well, I don't really have a good time that I'm going to exercise. I don't really have a good idea of what exercises I'm going to do or anything. That means it's going to take me more bandwidth, more mental bandwidth to be able to get myself to do that. So if we're really wanting to protect our mental bandwidth, the fortitude that we have, then we try to plan things up ahead of time and we try to prepare ourselves for the challenge that we're going to face. And sometimes it even looks like amping ourselves up, like, all right, I can't wait till Monday. I'm going to be doing these workouts. And this is how long I'm going to work out. This is what it's going to look like. These are the exact type of workouts I'm going to do. You're already preparing yourself for that battle of behavior change, of doing something different. You're already giving yourself the opportunity to build that mental bandwidth. Another area I think mental bandwidth is so important is having tough conversations in a relationship. So this can be a conversation about anything, having a kid. It could be a conversation about where you guys are at in your relationship, about a career change, about financial issues or disagreements or arguments that you guys have had before. You need to make sure that whenever you guys have some of these conversations, especially if they've turned intense before, that you know you had the mental bandwidth to be able to talk about them, right? If I wait to talk to my wife at 10 o'clock at night, I wait till 10 o'clock tonight to bring up something that, you know, we've had fights over before, we had disagreements over before. You know what? At 10 o'clock at night, my wife doesn't have a lot of mental bandwidth left. And if I'm honest, I don't have a lot of mental bandwidth left either. So we have to be able to recognize that there's sometimes where we or other people around us don't have the mental bandwidth in certain moments to be able to take on certain tasks, right? We don't have the willpower. We don't have the focus or whatever you want to call it. We don't have that capability. The same thing is if I wake my, you know, my son wakes up in the morning and 5 minutes after he's up, I'm trying to get him to do certain tasks. He's not there. The mental bandwidth isn't there yet. And we have to be able to recognize this. And like I said, especially if we're trying to institute some type of behavior change, we have to know when we are capable of holding line and when the person that we're working with is able to hold line as well. And this is such an important conversation. I was just reminded of this today whenever I was working with somebody. And this is something that I actually, I've been reminded of this over the past week, where I work primarily with couples and marriage counseling, and I also work with social anxiety. So I want to start with the social anxiety side of things, is that sometimes the kids that I work with that have social anxiety, they have to be able to have the mental bandwidth to take a risk in social situations, to be able to talk about things or be able to put themselves out there or be able to start a conversation and keep it going. They have to have the mental bandwidth to be able to be successful with that. If I am pushing them to try to talk and converse and try to do these things and they don't have the mental bandwidth, they're less likely to be successful, which is going to be more likely to reinforce that, hey, talking to people doesn't go well for me and maybe I'm not so good at talking to people. So for us, mental bandwidth is important in that arena, just like it's important in so many other arenas, like even with couples, right, where couples may get into fights about things, like I've said, with things that happen with them, but sometimes couples actually have conflict with things that go on in their larger family unit or in the extended family as well, and they don't have the mental bandwidth to be able to navigate it, right? If my mom and my wife are fighting and they're arguing, and my mom and my wife keep talking to me, using me as a middleman, and they're talking with me about some challenges that they're facing, it will start to erode away my own mental bandwidth to be able to, you know, to be able to be there with my wife and my family at night, or to be compassionate towards my mother. And it wears on my mental bandwidth, my capability of being a good son or being a good husband or a good father. Right? Because everybody knows that we have a certain amount of energy that we have throughout the day and we tap it out. And a lot of times when things are intense in our life, we tap it out, you know, sooner, we tap it out earlier, which means that we have to find places that we can cut energy or we can cut that mental bandwidth. Even whenever I say that, I'm reminded of different like tech giants, where you might have tech companies where they have CEOs that talk about, if I could remember this correctly, I think the CEO of Facebook, he would wear the same outfit every day, or you'd already have it picked out before, so he didn't have to waste the mental energy on choosing it, right? That's his way of preserving mental bandwidth. So if I am going to, you know, my wife and I were like, okay, we are going to hold fast on this Binky thing, then we have to agree on a certain date or a certain time to be able to do that. And we have to recognize the mental bandwidth that we may have, right? If my son is really crying about his Binky and I'm like, I just cannot take it anymore, about ready to give it to him, that I have to be able to come to her and let her know that, so that she can take over, so I don't cave, right? So that the line doesn't get crossed then. And that's what being a couple is all about. That's what trying to institute behavior change is all about. And that's what we mean when we're trying to protect our mental bandwidth to help us make different changes. So I know why I've been talking. I've been jumping around to a lot of different examples. And for us, and our purpose of this episode is protecting your mental bandwidth. So there's a certain part where you become aware. There's a certain amount of awareness that you are having with your mental bandwidth, where you just notice when you're really exhausted or tired. And this is something that you develop naturally just by being aware of, okay, I get really cranky around this time of the day, or I know that whenever I'm really hungry, I don't have a lot of ability to tell myself no to getting pizza or getting, you know, foods that may not be, you know, make me feel so great, or anything like that. So a lot of it is awareness and being, or an understanding how things erode your mental bandwidth. And the other part is actually implementing things to cut down on the mental bandwidth that takes up different things. So let me give you an example. I know in my own life that I get a lot of mental bandwidth that just gets eroded if I get too ingrained into different news stories about politics, or if I listen to too many radio shows, or I listen to too many political messages or anything like that, especially right now, because when this is being recorded, this is during an election season. So this is something that I know about myself, that whenever this happens, I start to lose mental bandwidth because I start worrying about things that I may not normally worry about, right? I could worry about the state of our country, or I could worry about the values that our country has, or I can worry about the, you know, what is happening with our country and how that impacts me and my family, or whatever it is. So this can take away different mental bandwidth that I have to do other things. And there's another thing that I noticed that for me personally really erodes my mental bandwidth, and that's whenever I eat poorly. So like whenever I eat certain types of foods, I just notice I get sluggish, and it's hard for me to think, and it's hard for me to not feel tired or anything like that. So I have to recognize whenever those things impact my mental bandwidth. And what this means is it's not like I avoid all kinds of foods. I definitely could. And it's not like I avoid all types of news articles or consumption of any political material. I could, but I don't. And what it means is that if I'm trying to institute some type of behavior change, I have to be aware of how much energy that takes and whether or not I need to hold off, right? So going back to the Binky example of my son, if I know that this is going to take a lot of mental bandwidth, then that means that maybe certain types of foods I can't eat during this first week that this is going on. Or this may also mean that, you know, consuming different political content, I can only do that after my son is already in bed, so that I've already used that mental bandwidth with him, rather than wasting it on the political content consumption and then not having enough for something I'm really trying to, you know, really trying to accomplish. This same thing happens as many therapists in the area are. You know, I am a business owner, right? The, you know, providing therapy services is my business. So if I start to do things in my life that are taking up so much mental bandwidth, then I may not be able to provide good therapy. If I do so many things to, you know, erode my mental bandwidth, I may not be able to be a good business owner. I may not be able to think of things that I need to do from a business perspective. So being able to know what saps our mental bandwidth is something that is so crucial, and being able to do things to protect our mental bandwidth. is crucial as well. And just kind of continuing on that, protecting our mental bandwidth, right? Like, I know that me protecting my mental bandwidth looks like me being careful the different foods that I eat, right? I want to eat foods that make me feel good, or that means that I have to exercise in the morning, or that means I have to wake up a certain amount of time, or that means that if I drink coffee because I enjoy coffee, I can only, you know, drink a certain amount of coffee, or else I get the jitters, and then I actually start to burn more of my mental bandwidth, or I can only see a certain amount of clients during the day, or I can only work a certain amount of time in the day. All these different things that contribute to the eroding of our mental bandwidth, we have to be aware of them so that we can then protect them, all right? So that I institute habits that help protect my mental bandwidth. If I go too long throughout the day without checking in on my wife or feeling close to my wife or even just kind of getting signals that she still loves me and cares about me, I realize me saying that, some of you guys may be hearing that like, wow, you're really needy. Well, most of us in relationships need signals from our significant other that they love and care about us. But if I am worried about that too much, I'm burning mental energy on it. I'm burning my mental bandwidth. So these are things that we have to be aware of, and we protect them by, you know, reinforcing the relationship, and doing whatever we need to do to kind of cut ties with things that are huge mental drains. Right. Even just, again, drawing from the personal experience that I have right now, I know that even just walking in to do this podcast here and to start this recording here, I'm pretty tired. I'm not really, I wouldn't say I'm completely drained yet today, but I know that whenever I was getting ready to record this podcast, I did even just like a little mental tally. Do I have enough mental bandwidth to do this podcast and still be fine for the evening, still be fine the rest of the day? And the answer I came to was, yeah, actually, I would be able to do that. So that allows me to be able to do the podcast. If the answer was no, I didn't, then I wouldn't do the podcast. Now, all of us don't really have the options to do some of those things. There are some things that we have to get done throughout the day. And sometimes what that means is that if we protect our mental bandwidth in other ways, and we just really have to accept that those limitations are there. And I think this is easy for certain types of people. In my opinion, it's really easy for people that are like gamers growing up, right? Because if you're a gamer growing up, you know that the characters you play, they have a certain amount of health, or they have certain statistics or anything like that. So you kind of accept that they might have a finite source. And sometimes we have to look at us human beings as having certain types of finite sources. And I wouldn't agree that mental energy is a, mental bandwidth is a finite source. But I would say is that it can expand and it can shrink throughout the day. And if we're trying to take a task that takes more mental bandwidth, but we just don't have the bandwidth, right? It's shrunk, or I can only do a little bit of it. That means you're going to get frustrated. It's going to take longer, or whatever it may be. Right, if I know that one of the tasks that I have is, you know, my wife wants me to build a shelf in the bathroom, and I wake up in the morning, I'm like, okay, I'm going to build the shelf, and I go to build the shelf, and I'm just tired, and I'm groggy, and I just don't have the mental bandwidth for it. A project that could take me 2 hours ends up taking me 4 hours, 5 hours, because I just don't have the mental bandwidth, and I may still be able to accomplish the project, but it's a lot harder to do. And that's something that's important, because that means that sometimes we can organize the tasks that we want to get done, or prioritize them based on what takes the most mental bandwidth. And of course, there's a lot of theories around this with willpower and everything like that. And I know me personally, I like to knock out things that I know that are going to be the hardest or sap the most willpower. I usually want to do those at the beginning of the day, because that's whenever I had the most bandwidth. And usually whenever I get those done, I get like this little second wind, or I feel good, or I feel like, I'm lighter, or like it's not weighing on me as much. Those are all good things to take note of yourself. I remember I was talking to a client earlier this week, and they noticed that they told me that they don't really get stressed out about things. But then as we were talking about things, they started to realize, you know what? I do get stressed out about things. I just don't recognize the stress because I get frustrated or I get upset about things. I get upset how things are, or I get frustrated just the way that things are going. And he told me that, you know what, I may be frustrated, I may show that on the outside, but on the inside, I am stressed about those things. And that's just such a key understanding, because now he has an idea that that part of his life, whenever I get frustrated, whenever I get stressed, that's sucking up some of my mental bandwidth. And he's able to make some adjustments to his life because of that realization. Because sometimes we get frustrated, we get angry because we feel like things are out of our realm of control. And there are all kinds of things that are out of our realm of control. But we can control how we react to that, and we can control how that starts to affect us and what it does to our mental bandwidth. Now, it's important to mention that there are things that will inherently reduce the amount of mental bandwidth that you can muster. One thing is anxiety. Another thing is depression. Another thing is trauma. You know, another thing, a lot of different mental health disorders in general reduce our mental bandwidth. Another thing is lack of sleep. All these things have huge impacts, and some of those things we can do things about more immediately, and some things that we don't. A lot of times people end up coming to counseling because they recognize that the way that they're living, it's just so exhausting. They're so tired of it, and they're physically tired of it. Yeah, because they don't have the mental bandwidth, because this is something that they're constantly worried about. It's constantly on the back burners in their mind. It's constantly unconsciously just going around in circles in their head. There is a lot of legitimacy to that, right? And sometimes people feel like they're just crazy because they're so tired, or they feel like they're crazy because they can't think of things, or they can't remember things, when in all reality, it has nothing to do with that. It's just that they don't have the mental bandwidth to be able to do tasks or remember things or do things that they used to be able to do. Well, I can tell you right now that I have a lot more stressors in my life than whenever I was in middle school and I was in high school and even whenever I was in college. And I know that I have around the same amount of mental bandwidth, but a lot of times I feel more tired than I did. And of course, I have more things to worry about. I have more things that I'm concerned with, more problems that I'm trying to solve or figure out. That means that I have to be wise about the mental bandwidth that I have, what I can use it for, and I have to learn whenever I can cut different corners off of my mental bandwidth. Like I said, for me, being able to take different political, being able to consume different political articles or news reports or anything like that, because I know what it does to my mental bandwidth, or being able to give myself time to exercise because I know that increases my mental bandwidth, or being able to eat foods that make me feel good because I know that that helps my mental bandwidth, or being able to tackle these problems on these days and these other problems on these other days because I know that me planning that stuff ahead of time just makes it easier for me to do, and it costs less mental bandwidth. As we get older, it just means we have to be smarter about the way that we tackle problems. And these are different ways, right? Protecting your mental bandwidth, that's the best way to help you solve and tackle problems that are complex, whether or not they're in your relationship with your kids, whether or not they're with work, whether or not with school, whatever it may be. Being able to protect your mental bandwidth is the way of helping you solve problems and not go insane while living your life and not feel insane and like you're being crushed with everything. Because I tell you what, you yourself or you know someone that's just overwhelmed by so many things. And that's just because they don't have enough mental bandwidth, right? There's so many things that are crushing them, so many things that are eating up their thoughts and their mental power and energy that they just don't have the bandwidth for things. So being able to protect your mental bandwidth is something that's really important. A lot of times counseling can help you increase that mental bandwidth over time. A lot of times recognizing and noticing the things that are taking up the most energy are ways that you can tap into, okay, I need to solve this problem, or I need to really get on this, or having a resolution to this would be a lot more freeing. Those are good places to start, to be able to take the first steps into. So this was a more of a spontaneous thing for me because I was talking to some other clients about mental bandwidth earlier today, and they talked about how helpful it was for them. So it's something I felt like would be helpful for an episode, and I hope that you listening to this can find it helpful as well. I know some of you may listen to this and you guys may be like, I don't know what you're talking about, Craig. I'm a type A person or something like that, and I have plenty of energy to do everything. Hey, if that's the case, that's good for you, but it's also something that would be important to notice how things drain you, or even to recognize that sometimes when you put your head down and you push through things, that doesn't mean that they're not causing a drain on you. It just may mean that you don't recognize the drain that it has on other parts of your life. So thank you guys for joining me in this episode of Mental Health Insights. And I look forward to talking to you guys again in the next episode. And I know during this time, like I said, I'm recording this, things are tough. It's turning election season. There's a lot of reasons to be stressed. It's during a pandemic and everything like that. So to all of you listening, I wish you guys well. Thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. Music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.